Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
The Heart of Love.
The Heart.
Radio Show.
Radio Show.
What's going on, guys? This is G-Rod coming to you live. I don't know what happened right there. It was the Heart Love Radio Show coming on. Let me see if I can get this thing to play again and just see what's going on. This is G-Rod, and you're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show today, tonight, this evening, here on Blog Talk Radio. Hey, what's going on, guys? I hope you guys are doing well tonight. This is the Heart Love Radio Show coming to you live. I'm trying to do this again.
Once, twice, three times, I've made mistakes. Four, five. Six now, you have erased. I don't know what to call it, but I've lied in your face. And now I need you again. Yes, now I need you again.
What's going on, guys? This is G-Wright. You listen to the Heart Love Radio Show. It's good to be here. Hope you guys can realize that the screen was on. I hope you guys can hear that. I hope you guys are having a good evening tonight. We'll get started about our show tonight. I just definitely wanted to send some love out to you guys. What's going on, Daryl? What's going on, Marquise? What's going on, Shay Jackson? This is the Heart Love Radio Show coming to you. What's going on, Tibria? Tonight, I want to share some stuff that's on my heart. And one of the things I want to talk about tonight is not my monkey, not my show. What's going on, Tib? Not my monkey, not my show. And I think that sometimes we get off track by things that are going on around us. What's going on, Sister Harris, my old Bible school teacher, Sunday school teacher? I'm not going to say how many years ago. It's so always good to see you. It was so great to see you this past Sunday. You haven't aged a bit. You know, not my monkey, not my show. And how did I come up with this? Have you guys ever heard of the saying, you know, when you're involved into looking at some things that you should not be focusing on and you get off track, has anyone ever told you, that's not my monkey, not my monkey, not my show? And I remember hearing that from a friend of mine, and it just stuck with me. And I just thought, wow, so many things are going on right now. And we weigh in on our opinions of what we think should be happening and what is happening and why shouldn't be happening, that we miss God and the whole thing because we're focusing on things that we should not be putting our energy into. Hey, Mom, how you doing, young lady? How you doing? I love my mom now. You know, so good to see you on here tonight. You know, and so God placed in my heart, not my monkey, not my show, something that helped me to get back on track on what I need to be focusing on, not on everything else that's happening around me. You know, because there's so much going on around, stories and different things like that on Facebook. And sometimes I feel like we get off track. So God was like, I need you to stay focused. Let's get you back on track. Not my monkey, not my show. In other words, I need to be focused on what God is telling me to do in my life rather than being so focused on what other people are saying and what other people are doing. Like, Lord, what have you called me to do? So God took me to Psalm chapter 1. And during this time, guys, I want to hear some of your, you know, I'm going to start calling this Testimonial Tuesdays as well. You know, what are some of your testimonies? What has God done in your life this week? What has God done in your life this week? One thing I want to share is something that Tiberia responded to on my page. And I know you can share it right now, Tib. Testimony Tuesday, you said, you have 28 women that are showing up to your Emerge Her brunch so far, and that you woke up this morning. Thank you. What's going on, Joel? Thank you for sharing that, Tib. She has 28 women who are showing up to her Emerge Her brunch event that she's doing. And she's, you know, that's her testimony. That's a great testimony. And I'm going to read another couple other testimonies as they come in today, this evening. You know, but one thing I wanted to talk about in Psalm chapter 1, right? Psalm chapter 1, King James Version, it says this. What's going on, Gloria? It says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. What's going on, Gloria? What's going on, Brian Smith? Psalm 1. Thank you, Tib. You are on your A game tonight, Tib. Okay. So listen. Blessed is the man that walketh down the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. And sometimes, if we don't watch what we're doing, if we don't watch what we're saying, sometimes we walk right in the counsel of the ungodly. And sometimes we stand in the way of sinners. We go to a place and we stand. When you stand, I mean, you're being a spectator. And sometimes we take that information, the counsel of the ungodly, and gets in the way of what God's trying to do in our lives. Sometimes we stand in the way of sinners, and we're not letting our light shine. We're more so being more so influenced, standing in the way of sins. Not, you get what I'm trying to say? Or sometimes we sit in the seat of the scornful. And sometimes we fall prey to talking negatively about what people going through and judging them. And God put on my heart tonight, not my monkey, not my show. You have to stay. Some people say stay in your lane, right? Write that down. Stay in your lane. Sometimes you have to stay in your lane. And I was talking about this early today with a friend of mine. You have to stay in your lane. Not my monkey, not my show. What is God telling you to do? Are you focusing on what God's trying to do in somebody's life, or are you focusing on what God's trying to do in your life? Because the reason why I'm saying this is that sometimes we can get off track by focusing on what we feel like somebody else should be doing and what's happening in their life, as opposed to saying, what is God saying to me about my life? What am I supposed to be doing? What do I need to be doing? You know, not my monkey, not my show. I have to stay in my lane. I have to focus on what God is saying to me. But see, we get off to thinking that we want to become judge, executioner. We want to do all these different things. But let's take a look at our own lives. Let's see what we have going on in our lives. First point tonight, make sure you are right. What's going on, Kelvin? Make sure you are right first. First point tonight, not my monkey, not my show. Before you listen and pay attention to what people are saying on Facebook and people are spilling out their family business, you know, and it's like, look, jump into the conversation, give my 2 cents. But is that going to do anything? Is it building the kingdom of God? Is it building the kingdom of God? Not my monkey, not my show. First of all, I got to look at myself. Before I can judge someone else and what they're doing in their lives, make sure I am right first. You know, and that's the thing about it, is that sometimes it's so much easier. Isn't it so much easier to look at other people's lives and make judgment on what you feel like they should be doing. No, let's look at your mistakes. Let's look at the man in the mirror, as Michael Jackson said. I'm looking at the man in the mirror. Let's look at the man in the mirror. Look at yourself. Stand up, walk to the mirror, look at yourself and see, am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing? Let's look at my mistakes. Let's look at my fault. Let's look at my mistakes. Let's look at my shortcomings. What's going on, cuz? What's going on, Monica? But make sure you are right first. In Luke chapter 6, verses 39 through 42, right? It says this. He also told them this parable, Jesus. Can the blind lead the blind? Will they not both fall into a pit? The student is not above the teacher, but everyone who is fully trained will be like their teacher. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, when you yourself fail to see the plank in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the plank out of your eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. You know, one thing about it is that it's not saying necessarily once you get that plank out of your eye, or once you take out the plank out of your eye, then you can go ahead and be justified to try to tell your neighbor what he or she needs to do. No, take care of you first. Let's examine yourself. We need to examine our hearts first. Make sure you are right first. Am I making any sense tonight? Because so many people are. Thank you, Ms. Harris. She said, amen, examine yourself first. Yeah, examine yourself first. Make sure you are right first. Because sometimes we get into other people's energy, into the other things people are going through, and we lose sight of what God is trying to do in our lives because we're focusing on what's not right in their lives and what they need to be doing. And then if you were to turn that camera around and look at your own self, you realize your situation is worse than the person you're judging. Let's put all your business out on Facebook and see how you like it. But, you know, but we don't want to think about that. We want to think about ourselves. Let's make ourselves to be holy. No, take the speck out of your eye. Take care of you first. Examine yourself. What's going on, Dexter? What's going on, Demetrius? Tonight we're talking about not my monkey, not my show. First point, make sure you are right first. In Matthew 6:33, it says this, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Make sure you're right. Instead of trying to put your two cents into other people's lives and what they're doing, examine yourself first. And then what you need to be doing is seeking God first. What is God saying about my situation? You know, not what you feel like someone else is doing, what they're not doing and what they should do. Then you want to tell them, you know, religious people, you know, will do that, right? People who are not even really trying to just be religious, you know, but you know, are you really trying to help the person change? Or are you going to just focus on what you feel that person needs to be doing? No, what are you doing in your life? What are you doing in your life? Ms. Gloria says this. She says, everything but my eldest son had a stroke Friday. She was found in her house, taken to hospital. Okay. Oh man, praise God. I'm gonna give your testimony, Gloria, in 1 minute, okay? I'll come back to it. You know, pray, but glory to God. Thanks, little bro. Thanks for coming through too. We need to be focused on seeking the kingdom of God, not hearing the latest gossip, not hearing what the latest person in Christendom has done or how bad people are. No, are we promoting Jesus or what? We're trying to promote ourselves. We have to make sure that we are right first. We are right. Take care of yourself first. Seek the kingdom of God. Seek God and all of his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Not my monkey, not my show. What am I here? What is my purpose? Make sure you're right first. Seek the kingdom. And listen to this. In Philippians chapter 2, right? Philippians chapter 2, verse 12. I'm going there right now. Philippians chapter 2, verse 12. I'm going to read the NIV version first and then the King James version. NIV version says this, Philippians 2, 12. Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. You know, the King James Version says like this, wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but how much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Instead of worrying about what people are doing and what they're not doing, you need to be focused. You and I need to be more focused on working out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Not my monkey, not my show. Do we hold people accountable? Should we? Yes. But sometimes we become so engulfed in other people's lives that we forget, hey, we have mess in our own lives that we need to work on. You know, it's different to come on social media and we can make ourselves so much bigger, so much this and so much that. But listen, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Instead of me focusing on if my brother is into his, you know, you can help and be there for people, but I think we lose sight. So God told me that message tonight, not my monkey, not my show. You know, last week I talked about today is your day, right? Today is your day. Each day is your day to do what God's called you to do. Not my monkey, not my show. Sometimes we cannot get off track because of all the stuff that's going on in Facebook. We cannot get off track for our focusing on the negative things that are going through people's lives. And then sometimes we want to share what our opinion is on what people are going through. And sometimes we have no idea about what God is trying to do in our lives because we're focusing so much on other people. Hey, what's going on, girl? What's going on, preciousness? But I'm going to give this testimony. I want to read this testimony. I'm trying to go up. Okay, I'm going to go up and read Gloria's testimony. This Gloria's testimony, because this is Testimony Tuesday. So as you guys get the testimonies, I'm going to share. This is her testimony. Everything but my eldest son had a stroke Friday. Oh, you say everything. Your eldest son had a stroke Friday. Aunt had a stroke Friday. She was found in her house, taken to the hospital, and went into a coma. Went visit yesterday in ICU. Couldn't go in because they had to put in a breathing tube. So I probably, to God, to her healing. Okay. So you prayed to God for her healing. Today visited and she had moved from ICU to a room and no longer in a coma. All praise to God. Thank you, Lord God. That is a great and wonderful testimony, Gloria. Thank you for sharing that. That's a great, wonderful testimony. Amen. Amen. Fix it, Jesus. Fix it. You know, listen to this. This is Testimony Tuesday, so if you guys want to give your testimony while we're doing this, go ahead. Just put testimony so I can know that you're not responding to something that we're talking about. Just make sure you put testimony in front of it, then I'll go back to it. So first point tonight, make sure you are right first. And then listen to this. How about this? Put your energy into what God is doing. Put your energy into what God is doing in your life. What's going on, Ron? Tiberius says this, we can't follow other people's lives so close that we miss living out our own. That's so true. I'm going to read that again. We can't follow other people's lives so close that we miss living out our own. Do you guys ever get off track sometimes by following people that you admire and following their lives so intently that you kind of forget you have a life? You're not even present in your life because you're living through what someone else is going through. Listen, you are alive. You are having this experience. You are having your experience. You're experiencing life. You have to be present. Not my monkey, not my show. It doesn't mean that you don't care. It means that you have to be sensitive to understand what God is doing in your life before you start going and speaking and getting so involved in other people's lives and their decisions that they're making. They are living their lives. Are you living your life? Are you missing out on that? You know, put your energy, second point tonight, put your energy into what God is doing. Don't miss God. Put your energy into what God is doing. You know, one of the things about it is this. When you put your energy into other people's lives, you're not honoring God with your own life. You're not honoring and being respectful and saying, thank you, Lord, because you're so focused on what other people are doing, what they have. Like people who are obsessed with people and they're not living their lives, you know, they're obsessed. And sometimes we have to identify this to make sure that we stay on the straight and narrow, because you can miss God, like Tib was saying, you can miss God focusing on what everyone else is doing. Tiberius says, yes, I have been there, living life through other people's life. Yeah, put your energy into what God is doing and what God is trying to do. You know, you guys tell me about this. You know, I was having this discussion with someone, and someone said, you know, it's time for me to be selfish. And I know sometimes we look at selfishness and we say that's negative. To be selfish is negative. Look, perhaps being selfish can be positive. Just think about this. Sometimes we have to learn to put ourselves and what God is trying to do in our lives first. Put God first. What is God trying to tell you to do? See, sometimes we want to control what other people are doing. We want to control their responses to us, to ourselves. I said to us. When am I speaking? We want to control how they respond to us. We want to control how they react, and we can't control everything. Only thing we can control is ourselves and how we react or how we respond. Put your energy into what God is doing. You know, and listen to this. As God's people, right, as children of God, we have to set the example for people. We have to set the example. We have to set the example first. Are we going to be like, it's like it was saying in Psalm 1, when it says, blessed the man that walketh not in the counsel of the godly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law doth he meditate day and night. You know, the thing about it is this, we have to set the example. Are we gonna stand in the way? Yeah, I love what Gloria says right here. Gloria says this, self-reflection and maintenance. That's basically it, Gloria. Self-reflection and maintenance. Put your energy into what God is doing. Take that time to self-reflect. Who am I listening to? What am I saying? What am I dwelling upon? Am I putting energy into positivity or negativity? There are positive people around me. There are people who are goal-getters and goal-setters. What am I listening to? We have to set the example of as God's people. And part of that thing is doing taking that time to self-reflect and do that maintenance. We have to do that. We have to set the example. You know, Jesus made that example. There are people, so many people who, as this is Black History Month, and I'm not going to say Black History, just Black History Month, but each day, being grateful for the heritage that you have. And think about the people who've gone before you. Think about the Malcolm X's, think about the Martin Luther King's, think about all these different people who have made the way and set the example, godly people who have set the example. We have to set the example as God's people. What are we putting our energy into? Are we putting our energy into tearing people, each other down? Or are we putting our energy into uplifting each other? Do we beat the person up who said they had fallen and made mistakes? Are we praying for them and lifting them up? It doesn't mean that we're taking away accountability. It just means that let's start being a little kind and a little bit more gracious. Let's start building each other up. What's going on, Waddles? Let's not get to the whole thing. Let's jump and beat them up. How about praying them, restoring them? Restore the brother, restore the sister, not tear them down, not beat them up until they can't get back up. And then when that shoe reverses and that role reverses and we're on the other side of that, and then we receive that stuff, that same thing. Look, we have to think, do unto others as you would have them to do unto you. Thank you. Thank you, preciousness. I said this is a powerful word. Gloria says this, best way to set example is to clean up your mess to be the example God would have you to be. And that's it. That is it right there. What's going on, Kelly? What's going on, Anita? That is it right there, Gloria. The best way to set example is to clean up your mess to be the example God would have you to be. Clean up your mess and then allow God to help you to clean up that mess. You know, tonight's message, not my monkey, not my show. First point, make sure you're right. Take care of your first, seek the kingdom. Take care of yourself first, seek the kingdom of God. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Second point, put your energy into what God is saying. I mean, what God is doing in your life, because you can, A, miss God. Focus on what everyone else is doing. You have to set the example. And listen to this. How about this? James chapter 1, verse 19, right? It says this. This you know, my beloved brethren, but everyone must be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. For the anger of man does not achieve the righteousness of God. Therefore, putting aside all filthiness and all that remains of wickedness, and humility, receive the word implanted, which is able to save your souls. But prove yourselves doers of the word, and not merely hearers who delude themselves. That's James chapter 1, verses 19 through 22. What's going on, Mike? You know, listen to this. But everyone must be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. For the anger of man does not achieve the righteousness of God. You know, sometimes we do the opposite, right? We don't really listen. We listen to the first couple words. We hear up and say the first thing that comes out of our mouths. And then become angry. And sometimes we miss the whole mark. We miss the whole mark. Because we don't even hear what the other person is trying to say to us because we flipped off. What does this have to do about putting your energy into what God is doing? Put your energy into what God is doing because guess what? Life is going to happen, right? Sometimes you can have everything planned out. And I'm one of those planners, right? You know, it has to go A, B, C. And when plan B comes and it's a different alternative plan than I had expected or had prepared for, then I lose sight. What's going on, Mike? But, you know, the thing about it is this. We have to be quick to hear, slow to speak. You know, that's, I don't know about you guys, but I have to work on that. I have to be quick to hear. Let me hear everything first. Slow to speak, and then be slow to anger. For the anger of man does not achieve the righteousness of God. You know, listen to this. What does this have to do about not my monkey, not my show? Put your energy into what God is doing. And when you put your energy into what God is doing, when life happens, you're going to take that time or work on taking that time to hear what's happening around you, to hear what God is saying to you, and then be slow to speak and slow to anger. I don't know about you, but I know some people who have some anger issues. As quiet as I am, guys, sometimes, I'm not even going to that, but, you know, not my monkey, not my show. Let me focus on what I've got to do and what God is trying to get me to do. And part of that thing is that I have to be willing and able to listen to what people are saying. I'd be able to listen to the different things. And when life happens, I have to be prepared to take a step back so I can hear what God is saying to me. What's going on, Russ Ruck? Gloria says this, silent and listen have the same letters. Use both to hear God. All right. All right. All right, Gloria, you are bringing it on tonight. Silent and listen have the same letters. Use both to hear God. That's it. Being silent and being willing to listen. Not my monkey, not my show. Because sometimes, guys, we can get riled up by the things we hear on Facebook, right? Some of these stories we hear that people are going through, we can get riled up. But something happens, we can say, you know what, let me take a step back. Let me take a step back. Let me focus on me. So for those who are coming on tonight, tonight's my monkey, not my show. We need to be focused. First point, make sure you are right first. Second point, put your energy into what God is doing. Because sometimes we lose sight. We lose sight on what God is doing in our lives because we're focusing on what other people are going through. Then we have to put out 2 cents, out 5 cents, And then the next thing you know, we have this argument, all these different things. Yeah, not my monkey, not my show. Let me focus on me and what God's telling me to do. I'm not going to tell you what you need to do. Let me look and see what I need to do. Let me get that plank out of my eye. Let me get myself right, not so I can judge you, but so I can do what God has called me to do. You know what I'm saying? We're focusing on the wrong thing. Make sure you're right first. I want to hear about people's family problems. I have family problems myself. Let me work on fixing my family problems instead of talking about what other people need to do in their family. We don't know these people. And just because people are public figures doesn't give us the right to judge them. Judge yourself. Am I doing what I need to do? You know, if you're not taking care of your own parents, you need to be quiet. If you're not loving your, if you're not restoring your people, your friends, your family members, then you need to sit back and be quiet, because we don't know what other people are doing outside of this. It's the social media stuff. Not my monkey, not my show. Lord, what do you want me to do? I've got to stay in my own lane. First, make sure you're right. Second point, put your energy into what God's doing. Third, you are what you eat. You are what you eat in the natural. You are what you eat physically. You know, I can eat a whole bunch of junk food, right? You know, I've shared about my weight loss journey. I'm still in my weight loss journey. I gained like 100 pounds, had lost 60, gained 10 back. Recently, the past couple weeks, I'm knocking that weight off. It's coming back off. But guess what? If I'm going to delude myself, if I eat all this sugary things, and if I start eating the carbs and eating the rice dishes, and I don't do my cardio, that weight is going to come back. You are what you eat. You are what you eat. Now, think about this spiritually. When you've taken things in, negativity, right? Negativity. Guess what's going to come out of your mouth? Negativity. If you're taking in negativity, listening to negative things, you read negative things, everything is negative, guess what? Is anything positive going to come out of that? You are what you eat in the natural. You are what you eat in the spiritually. Am I eating the word of God? Am I taking that time to meditate on his word day and night? Am I going to be like that tree planted by rivers of water? Am I going to be like that? What? I am what I eat. And guess what? Whatever fruit is produced, is whatever you sow, you reap. You are what you eat spiritually. You are what you eat physically. Matthew chapter 15, verse 18. What's going on, Cork? Patrick says, true. Matthew 15, 18 says this. But the things that come out of a person's mouth come from the heart, and these defile him. That's the NIV version. I like King James version. But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. You are what you eat, and what you eat is going to come out. Not my monkey, not my show, but you are what you eat. Because either I'm going to spend time reading that negativity, reading it. You know, people are hurting. People are hurting. And instead of talking, people aren't being slow to listen. They're not being quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger. They're just verbalizing what they have to say on Facebook. But are they really taking account of thinking about the things that come out of their mouths? No, there's some nasty people out here. You know, what happened to building each other up? What about saying, look, I'm hurting. I feel this way. You know, not my monkey, not my show. But listen to this. You are what you eat. So they love distraction. They love being distracted. You know, you can easily become distracted by what people are going through, about their pain. And I'm going to tell you about your life. No, won't you get your life together? You know, not your monkey, not your show. Stay in your lane. Okay, sorry, that came to me. That was a good one. Gloria says, wow, Tiberius says, we also must be mindful who we eat from as well. Tib, if you were here, I might have to slap you, girl. That's a good one right there. You also must be mindful who we eat from as well. Who is the company that you keep? That goes back to Psalm chapter 1. Blessed is the man that not walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Who are you eating from? whose table are you eating from? Are you eating from the Lord's table? The fruit, this going to have the fruit of the Spirit? Or are you hanging out with the scornful? Or are you hanging out with the counselor and the godly? Who are you listening to? That's a good one. Who are you listening to? Yeah, bringing forth good fruit in its season. That's right, Gloria. Bring forth good fruit in its season. Bring forth good fruit in its season. Good fruit in its season. I can go a different place with that one. Good fruit in its season, in its correct season. Because there's a season, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1, there's a season for everything under the sun. There's a season for everything. You are what you eat. Don't think you're going to hang out with those who aren't thirsty for righteousness, and somehow you're going to reap some fruit of righteousness. Listen, you are what you eat. You are what you listen to. Be careful to people who are draining you with their foolishness. They're draining you with their foolishness. And sometimes people come and they'll dump all that stuff on you. Some of you guys are barely surviving emotionally and spiritually in this season, and there are people who are draining you like vampires. There are people who are draining you like vampires, trying to drain the little good that you have. But you have to understand there's a season for everything. And with that, you have to guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Proverbs 4:23. Guard above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. That's NIV version, King James version. Keep that heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Guard your heart. Guard your heart. Are you focusing on what God wants you to focus on, or has the enemy come in and taken your view of what God is trying to do in your life? Some of you guys, God has given you great ideas. God has given you ideas to start your own business, but you're so into the show that's going on in somebody else's life. You're into the thing of not being thankful for what God has given you. And you look and say, I wish I had that. I wish I had this. And this person did you wrong. How dare them? And you want to jump in. Let God be God in that person's life. And you do what it is that God has called you to do. If God did not tell you to go to do certain things, then don't do it. You got to pray. Sometimes we get off track. The enemy comes and he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And sometimes we give the enemy that way in our lives because we're not guarding our heart. We're jumping into other people's battles. The battle is not yours. The battle is the Lord's. Let the Lord fight their battle. You do what God has called you to do. You stay focused on the plan that God's called for you to do. Not my monkey, not my show. I will pray for you. Now remember this. What's going on, Michael? Now remember, there's always this thing, right? You let God be God. Amen, Patrick. Pastor Patrick said, not my monkey, not my show. It doesn't mean that you're not compassionate towards other people. You're there. But you have to also remember that sometimes God, you just have to guard your heart. You are what you eat. If I want to go to the next level, if you want to go to the next level in your life, but you're hanging around people who have a whole bunch of other things going on in their lives, and they're bringing you into it. They want to bring you into it. Listen, sometimes you can never get started with your own life because you're being drawn in by other people's things, other people's insecurities, other people's jealousies, other people's fears, other people's anger, other people's malice. You know, what are you feeding yourself? Have you ever felt like you just want to scream because you've taken on other people's issues and they're going to sleep at night, but you're worrying so much about their issues? Guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Sometimes God will break. Sometimes God has to destroy some things. You know, there's a season for everything, guys. And I think the whole thing is knowing what season that you're in. What am I going to eat? What am I going to put into my spirit? When am I going to spend time focusing on what I do? When am I going to take the time out and say, you know what, let me focus on what God is telling me to do in my life. You know, Waddle says this. My mom says hallelujah and amen. Amen, Mom. What's going on, Cynthia? Miss Cynthia. Waddle says we ought to be set apart. Yeah, set apart. Gloria says it's eat from God's word and you'll be clothed in the full armor. Amen, Gloria. Eat from God's word. What is God telling you? Spend time with God. Not my monkey, not my show. First point, make sure you are right first. Second point, put your energy into what God is doing. Third point, you are what you eat. You are what you eat, and you are what you do as well. Cynthia said, Ms. Cynthia says, yes, yes, separate yourself from the negative. Yeah, no, my mom, I hope my mom doesn't mind me saying this, but while she's going through some things she's experienced, you know, you can't be around negative people. Do well and to get better. You cannot be around negative people and expect to have breakthrough in your life. When you focus and you just allow the things that they say into you, to your ears to go into your spirit, and then those things go into your spirit, they end up coming out of your mouth. Guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. You know, 1 John chapter 4, verse 1 says this. 1 John chapter 4, verse 1 says, beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, for many false prophets have gone out into the world. So listen to this. You are what you eat. You are what you hear. You got to look at people's fruit. Is this person a positive person? You see God moving in their life, or are they negative? And don't believe everything that you hear. And don't be willing to slow to speak. You know, sometimes we hear what people are saying, and then we just allow ourselves to go. The next thing you know, we have condemned people. We haven't even given due justice time to do God to do what He's going to do before we give out 2 cents. And listen, the media will build you up, spit you and spit you out just like that. As quickly as they love you today will be as quickly as they drop you tomorrow. Listen to this, guys. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. For many false prophets have gone out into the world. Patience. Patience is a virtue. Patience is a virtue. My mom has always told me that. And that's something I know God's working with me on in this season. It's like in my entire life, it's been patience. But I'm saying, Lord, I want to do what you've called me to do. I want to do what you've called me to do, Lord. Help me with patience. I know Ms. Harris probably could attest to that in Sunday Bible school years ago. Patience, patience. I lack patience. But God is a good God. But you got to believe. You got to listen. You got to test the spirit by the spirit. You know, not my monkey, not my show. First point again, make sure you are right first. Second point, put your energy into what God is saying. Third point, you are what you eat. Fourth point, what is your agenda? What is your agenda when you give your 2 or 3 cents into what other people are experiencing in their lives negatively or positively? What do you gain from that? What do we gain from putting out 2 cents into what other people are going through in their families, what people are going through in lives? And sometimes we can go and we can give our opinion. You need to do this. You need to do that. No, what do you need to do? What is your agenda? What do you get out of it? Patrick says, help me, Lord, to do what you have called me to do. That's right, Patrick. Help me, Lord, to do what you have called me to do. What is your agenda? Because, listen, people have an agenda. What's going on, Jonathan? People have an agenda, whether it's to make themselves look like they are super spiritual, that they got it all together. Tib says this, we must be fruit inspectors. The word says you will know a tree by the fruit it bears. That's so true. And when it comes to saying, like, what is your agenda? Sometimes you have to ask yourself, what is my agenda? And then sometimes, what is their agenda? Why? You know, yeah, our agenda should be to uplift, to restore, to restore the brother, to restore the sister, to want to see God glorified should be the number one thing. Our agenda, that's what our agenda should be doing. That's what we should be doing. That's what our agenda should be, to see God glorified. You know, Jesus said this, John chapter 6, verse 38. He says this, "For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but to do the will of him who sent me." You know, I'm going to go and read verse 39, part 39. "And this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of those he has given me, but raise them up at the last day." You know, our agenda should be to see God glorified. The reason why I say that whole part, what does that have to do about my not my monkey, not my show? Why do we respond to things that people say and people do? Sometimes we want to be seen, but it's like, what do you get out of it by being negative and breaking people's spirits and speaking negativity and negative things about people, what they're going through and what they're dealing with? Not my monkey, not my show. Do you want to see God glorified? And I think that's a good question to ask ourselves when we read some of the things that are going on Facebook. Do you want to see God glorified in the lives of people that you're connected with on Facebook? Do you want to see God glorified? You want the drama to continue on? Are you praying for them? Are we praying for each other? Are we praying for people who are going through? Because people are hurting. Are we uplifting them? Are we uplifting the name of Jesus? What exactly are we doing? What is your agenda? If it's not your monkey or not your show, what is your agenda in the whole thing? Are you to be a spectator and then speak negative things? Are you there to say, look, I'm going to pray for this family. I'm going to pray for these people that are going through. Do you want to see God glorified in their lives and in the situation? Or do you keep everything going on and put your 2 cents, your 5 cents into the drama? You know, again, the whole premise of this whole thing, of this whole mess tonight, not my monkey, not my show, is to encourage you to stay focused on what God has called you to do in your life. Not to be so consumed about what other people are doing, but to do that self-examination, that maintenance, like Gloria was saying earlier. Then what are you saying? Are you speaking life or are you speaking death? Because the power of life and death is in the tongue, right? So what are you speaking? What are you saying? You know, are you a kingdom builder? Are you a kingdom builder? Are you trying to build people up? Are you trying to encourage people? Listen, the things we say can break people. And you know, this whole thing, that old saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt them. That's a lie. Words hurt. Words kill. Some people can't move forward because of things that have been spoken to them. You know, but what's going on, Kevin? What's going on, bro? Not my monkey, not my show. How are you guys feeling tonight? You know, is anything touching base, touching home with you guys that we're talking about tonight? You know, for those who are coming on, doing a recap real quick. First point tonight, make sure you're right first. Second point, put your energy into what God is doing. Third point, you are what you eat. Fourth point, what is your agenda? And that whole thing about what is your agenda, I want to ask you those series of questions. Do you want to see God glorified? Are you praying? You know, James 5:16 says this. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. That's the NIV version. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. King James Version says, you know, availeth much. What is your agenda? Not my monkey, not my show. So let me ask you a question. What are some takeaways that you guys are getting from tonight? What are some things that are touching home for you guys tonight with this message? I appreciate the people who've come through. Appreciate those who who have please share the show on your pages. Patrick says this: be not consumed by the world, but focus on God's calling. That's so true, Patrick. I love that. Be not consumed by the world, but focus on God's calling. That's pretty much it, Patrick. Thank you, Patrick. That's pretty much it tonight. Not my monkey, not my show. Let me be consumed by what God is telling me to do, not by what else is going on around me. Gloria says this: can't bring down and hate people and claim to love God. That's so true right there, Gloria. Can't bring down and hate people and claim to love God. Sometimes, guys, we forget where we came from. Sometimes we forget our struggles. Sometimes we forget that we might have been that person sleeping around trying to fill that void in our lives. Sometimes we forget we could have been that, we could have had that time where we were drinking alcohol and just partying up. Sometimes we forget that we were the ones struggling in different areas. You know, not my monkey, not my show. Focus on you. Focus on what God's trying to do in your life. Don't forget that, listen, you have fallen, and look what God's brought you from. But sometimes when God brings us through things, we tend to forget. Once we felt that we've been cleaned, we forget where we've come from. We forget about our struggles. Don't forget about that. But focus on what you need to do. Let's build each other up. Let's build each other up. Let's focus on God. Let's be there and do things God's called us to do. But then let's be sensitive to what God is telling us. Because sometimes it might not be your monkey and it might not be your show, but God might have you step in, encourage someone. And then sometimes God can say, you know what? You need to focus on what you're doing right now because you're struggling in this area. So you can't tell this person you need to do this and you're not doing it yourself. At least try. At least try. What's going on, April? At least try. Not my monkey, not my show. One of the things I'm taking away from this is really, I like what Gloria said, self-reflection and maintenance. If you're constantly self-reflecting and doing your maintenance, you're going to stay on track. Because if you're self-reflecting, you're going to say, why am I so angry about what that person is going through over here? What's in my heart? Why don't I like that person? Not my monkey, not my show. Stay focused. What's going on, Simone Malone? Stay focused on what God is telling you to do. Not my monkey, not my show. Let me stay in my lane. And what? Just imagine what can happen if we put our energy into doing what God has called us to do. Instead of looking and judging each other and saying this person's not that, this person's this, how about focusing on getting your house together? Let's focus on making sure that everything's okay in your family. Let's make sure that you are all right. You know, I'm here to encourage people, right? And of course, as I always say, this message is for me first before it even is for you. But I'm sharing what God has placed on you because this is what God is sharing on my heart. So I'm glad to be able to be here, and I'm glad you guys are here tonight. Tiberius says this: we have to be more consumed with our purpose that we don't have any room to judge others' life walk. Yeah. You know, and I also want to say this. Good point right there, Tib. Thank you. We also have to really, really, really just make sure we're hearing what God is saying. Self-reflection, maintenance, building each other up. What do I get out of this? Then what do other people get out of it? If I can come on, and I know that some people, I can get people riled up, and people do this sometimes. They get us riled up, right? If we're not focused, the next thing we know, we're jumping in on it. And they could be telling the truth, or they could be telling a lie. That's coming. You have to judge the spirit by the spirit. You have to look at the fruit. Gloria says this: but you gotta assess yourself against God's standard for your path. That's so true, Gloria. You have to assess yourself against God's standard for your path. What is God telling you got to do? Because sometimes we lose sight. What's going on, Carolyn? By doing good things, but not doing the things that God is telling us to do in that particular season. Listen, and I want to encourage you guys. It takes boldness, guys, to say, you know what? Not my monkey, not my show. Because people will bring you in. And sometimes we've crucified people who are innocent because we weren't slow to speak. We were quick to speak, and we were quick to anger. We didn't take the time to really, really listen. Quick to listen, but we need to be slow to speak and slow to anger. Come on. Let's get it right. You know, I want to say for myself, the biggest thing is to say, am I being obedient to what God's telling me to do in my life? You know, I can be here to help and support and encourage you and say, look, you can do it. You can make it. I will pray with you. Like someone has said on Facebook, they threw in the towel to give up. God threw the towel back and said, not yet. Mm-hmm. Have people around you like that. But not my monkey, not my show. I want to make sure I'm right first. Make sure my heart is right first. Make sure that I'm doing that self-reflection by myself. Then put my energy into doing what God's called me to do. And what would happen if we do that? What would happen if we do that? If we do that self-reflection, we do that maintenance. Am I good? Am I okay in this area? And then what if we put our energy into doing what God's called us to do and then be obedient and do what God's called us to do? We'll be on the right path. And then what if we eat the right food? We're praying, we're reading the word of God, we're spending time meditating on God's word. But sometimes we meditate on our friends, everybody else's word. What is God saying to me about my life? What's going on, Dex? What is God saying to me about my life? You are what you eat. What am I feeding myself? What am I feeding my spirit? And then the whole thing, what is your agenda? What do you get out of it? Sometimes we have to do that, and that whole thing of self-reflecting and maintenance. What is my agenda in the whole situation? What am I focusing on? What am I doing? What is my agenda? To glorify God, to seek the kingdom of God, to do what God has called you to do. I want to do what God's called me to do. Cynthia says this. I like that. Let's encourage each other. Don't go ahead of God. That's a good point right there, Cynthia. He has a plan for all. Just mind the company you keep. Yeah, just mind the company you keep. Yeah, think about it. Everybody is not for you. And when God shows you the people who aren't for you guys, not my monkey, not my show. Let me stay in my lane. I will deal with you from afar and be like, hey, how you doing? You doing good? Great. Good. But you listen, you just have to watch it. Because listen, sometimes you do have to be selfish. Sometimes you have to be selfish. And because if you don't do the things that God has called you to do, if you get drawn into other people's things, to their situations, to their whirlwinds, you will not do what God has called you to do. Not my monkey, not my show. It doesn't mean that you're on your own and I'm not going to pray with you, I'm not going to be with you. It means that I'm going to be sensitive to what God is saying to me to do in that situation. I'm not going to put anything more on me that I can bear. See, God doesn't put anything more on us that we can bear. Sometimes we put those things on ourselves. Sometimes we allow people to put those things on us. But when you say, look, sometimes you have to say no to people. No, I can't do that. No, I'm sorry. I really wish I could, but I really can't. You know, and really be sensitive what God is telling you to do. Not my monkey, not my show. And that's not a negative thing. It's really saying, understanding what God has called you to do and then do it. Glory says run. Yeah. Run as fast as you can. Do what God has called you to do. Not my monkey, not my show. Let me stay in my lane. Stay in your lane. What's going on, Eric? And I hope you guys are blessed tonight. I hope you guys are blessed tonight. I hope that what we talked about really has touched your heart and has touched your soul. I like what Miss Cynthia says. Let's encourage each other. Don't go ahead of God. Don't go ahead of God. He has a plan for all. Think about the people you hang with, guys, because everybody's not for you. And then sometimes you have to do that self-reflection and maintenance. And what is my role in this whole thing? Not my monkey, not my show. Keep your focus on God. Do what God has called you to do. Focus on the positive. Leave the negative alone. Leave negative people alone. Be quick to listen. Listen. Slow to speak and slow to anger. And watch the doors that God's going to open in your life. Don't allow people to get you so emotional that you forget what God has called you to do. Allow God to speak to you. Be willing to hear, then be willing to do. Preciousness says this: glory to God, for I have received this message. Today it was for me to listen and not comment. Amen. And when God tells you to comment, you go ahead and do it. But don't put on too much that you can't bear. Don't put an extra that God's not told you to put on. You know, guys, this will help you because we have to do self-care. We have to take care. I'm full too, Gloria. I'm full. Tim says, another great Bible study session. Thank you, Pastor Greg. Thank you, guys. Thank you for Tim for having that stuff for me. Thank you, Mom. Thank you, my pops, my dad coming through. My family and friends who've come through, Monica, some of my close friends. I love you guys, all you guys. I appreciate you. I'm not going to name all your names. Just know that I'm praying for you. Please pray for me. Remember, it's not your monkey. It's not your show. Stay in your lane. Do what God's called you to do. And watch what God's going to do. Also, get off. Don't allow the things that are happening around you to take you off your game. You know, keep your eyes open. Don't allow the distraction to take you off. Love you too. Love you too, preciousness. You know, God bless you guys. Stay focused. My mom says word was on time tonight. God bless all of you. Good night. Good night too. Love you guys. Have a great night. Please share this video. And I look forward to seeing you guys next Tuesday from 9 to 10. God bless you. Be encouraged and stay in your lane and keep God first. God bless.